Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. Good morning. You know, I wrote the opening to that show. I didn't compose the music. I found someone to do that. But the words I wrote, I mean every one of them. And yes, sometimes people perish not for lack of faith, but for lack of knowledge. To me, knowledge is sacred. It's probably what I enjoy the most in life is learning. It's how I find God, through knowledge. Of all these sacred healing mechanisms that I labor each Saturday to bring to you, to illuminate, to hopefully make as simple as possible, and yet allow you to catch how deep and profound those mechanisms are. Accordingly, today's show, Live Long and Prosper. That's a good thing to think about around the holidays, right? As bereaved as we are in these perilous times, live long and prosper. Clean the tissues, isolate and pump the joints. What a wacky title for a show. Live long and prosper, clean the tissues, isolate and pump the joints. I mean every single word. Live long and prosper. To prosper and die young is not the idea. To live long and hate your life is not the idea. You're going to have a tougher time doing it if you don't clean the tissues. Those of you in the nutrition category, you guys listen to radio shows by different nutritionists. You're interested in that. I emphasize to you after over 20 years, 25 years even, I don't even want to think how long. Yes, I'm old enough. After at least a couple of decades, I need to emphasize to you something I don't think you're getting because it goes too deep. You can't understand this at first. But there's a whole other side to the herbal kingdom. It's called the structural side. Chiropractic osteopathy, no. If you go to those types of doctors, I'm still not talking about what they do. I'm talking about the essence of what they do. And it's an essence we need to be reminded of because what chiropractic and osteopathic and so many of these supposed physical therapies have reduced themselves to is quick fix therapies. Because it's too difficult to get to people, the essences. And the essences that I want to get to you today is that unless you understand how to isolate and pump your joints, to isolate the joint and pump it, you're wasting your nutrition money. Now there's the golden nugget. I'm being a little extreme, but that's not like me. I'm being a little extreme here to tell you you're throwing your money away on your supplements and your cleanses if you don't transfer the benefit of that into isolating and pumping the joints. I'm going to get more technical, so put your helmets on. Those symptoms you have, those diseases you suffer from, those problems, those aches and pains, those problems you take pharmaceutical drugs for, get surgeries for, those limiting health concerns that make your life less prosperous, all of them, are just a bunch of chemicals run amok. We say your biochemistry's gone screwball, and so we hire pharmaceutical chemists to correct the chemical imbalances. That's the game. I don't care if you drive a truck, dig a ditch, or if you're president. You can understand what I just said. Everybody's got brains. The common man is intelligent. Institutions try to make you feel dumb. Scientists try to make you feel dumb. I'm a scientist. My fellow scientists want to make me feel dumb. Everybody's running around making everybody else feel dumb. That's called the world, right? The truth is, you got more than enough brains to understand everything you need to understand to live long and prosper. So let's backtrack. You're sitting there on Saturday morning. You didn't go out to run to the track, or you did, or you won't. You're listening to the show. You've got symptoms. You've got aches and pains. Maybe you've got chronic persistent disease. Maybe you've got terminal disease. And you understand that your body's chemistry is all gone screwball. So you take drugs at the Council of Physicians, etc. You take drugs or you take herbs to organize those chemicals to reduce your symptomology, put your problem in remission, maybe even cure your disease, hopefully. What I'm saying to you is you're wasting your dollar unless you learn to understand what I mean by isolating and pumping the joints. Okay. That's the groundwork for the show. So I want you to take that into yourself, because the first thing I want to impress upon you is when I look at you, I see a pump. I see body parts that are pumping. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Please do that now if you can. If you're driving, of course. Again, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Just listen hard. Pay attention to the road. Lots of car accidents out there now. Unbelievable. It's holiday season. Pay attention to the road. Listen to the show. Get to my website when you can, straighttalk.cc, not .com, with two T's. Look at the show. Look at the pictures. This is the kind of show that you have to absorb. This isn't the Cliff Notes. Okay, the body's a pump. What do I mean by the body's a pump? What do I mean by isolate and pump the joints? What do I mean by you've got to cleanse the tissue to isolate and pump the joints? I'm putting it all together. That's what this show is. It's an integrated show. Number one, the top of your neck are two bones. One bone is the first cervical vertebra. Picture one and two on the website. Your big fat head sits on that first cervical bone. And then that first cervical bone sits on the second cervical bone. Collectively, we say the occipital bone, that's the one bone in the back of your head that's sitting on the first cervical bone, C1 and C2, often known as occiput, atlas, and axis. For the Osewordians out there, C2 is known as epistrosis or something like that. The second cervical vertebra, big bone, with a smaller bone called the atlas on top of it that has the burden, like Atlas did in Greek mythology, of holding up the world. So Atlas held up the world. C1, Atlas, holds up the world, which is your noggin. Occiput, atlas, axis. Guess what? It's supposed to separate. The bones are supposed to separate when you breathe. They're supposed to separate when you stretch. They're supposed to be pumping all day long, like an accordion, right? Take the accordion, slam it together, pull it apart. Slam it together, pull it apart. That's what occiput, atlas, axis are supposed to do. That's not what's happening in you. It's so simple. Health is so simple. Humans mess it up. They really mess it up. They screw it up because they get these big fat brains in there. Oh, sit there in the chemistry labs. Do that and see what I'm talking about. All these smart people who can't see the end of their nose. You think I'm kidding? Don't doubt me. Man is so clever. Yeah, we've mapped the human genome, but we don't know what 40% of our genes do. We don't know what most of our brain does, and yet we're certain, we feel comfortable at telling you what your capabilities are, what your limitations are. You have a problem, you go to the authorities, the doctors, the surgeons, whoever, and they tell you just where it's at. They give to you your sense of reality when they don't understand half the mystery of the human body. And if you introduce a word like God or spirit, you're laughed out of science. You know, it wasn't always that way. The original scientists were God-fearing people who integrated one with the other. You need to understand that. You're a school teacher. You drive a truck. You work in construction. You drive a UPS truck. I don't care what you do. Just as you understand how to shoot pool and play baseball and sew and knit and cook, you need to understand. You're being told by a godless science what your reality is. And that is not correct. It is not precise. It is not scientific. It does not reflect reality. And yet you bow. You bow to the men in white. You bow to the institutions. You get scared and you do what they tell you to do. And you miss your chance to see God when it really counts. You can't do this. This is why I study science, because science is filled with God. And here's one great example. Occiput C1 and C2 are pumping mechanisms. Now, they pump if they separate, which means if they isolate. And if they don't, you age. You don't fight disease. You will not heal. If they get stuck, you will suffer. Anxiety, depression, poor healing. Look, if I said to you, John Q. Public, the oxygen in your office this week is going to get cut in half. In other words, this week at your desk, in your office, on the freeway, wherever you are, we're going to take out 50% of the oxygen for 1 week. How do you think you'd feel? Well, you get that. You got that, right? That's easy. If I told you for the next week, you're only going to sleep 2 hours a night. That's it. You've understood that. Because you understand both oxygen concentration and sleep as essential to health. I'm going to throw the hidden ones in, the ones you don't know about. Tops on the list. Occiput, C1, C2 need to separate. If you're on the website, picture number five if you're on the website. If not, if you're driving, I just want you to understand that as you age, the head starts to move forward. As you age, the head starts to move forward. Anterior head carriage. Picture number five. The grandma look. Granny. Papa. Do you want to be called grandma? No, you don't. We're the new generation. At 70, we want to feel 20 and 30. We want to be doing everything we did. If you're middle-aged, if you're 50-plus as I am, you've come to terms with the fact that you're aging, and you don't want to do it. As you age, that head comes forward. We call it anterior head carriage. We say that's just the normal aging process. That is exactly when you lose the ability to pump, separate, isolate, the occiput from C1 from C2. That is a catastrophe. The catastrophe of aging is anterior head carriage. The catastrophe of aging is, even without, you don't have anterior head carriage. You're straight and military. You can be just as fused. Anterior head carriage makes it very difficult to separate the occiput C1, C2. But don't think if you're military, if you're straight.